Blog Talk Radio.
Back when I was a child, before life removed all the innocence, my father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me, and then spin me around till I fell asleep. Then up the stairs he would carry me, and I knew for sure I was loved. If I could get another chance, another walk, another dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. How I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. When I and my mother would disagree, to get my way I would run from her to him. He'd make me laugh just to comfort me, yeah, yeah. Then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep, he left a dollar under my sheet. Never dreamed that he would be gone from me. If I could steal one final glance, one final step, one final dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. 'Cause I'd love, love with my father again. Sometimes I'd listen outside her door, and I'd hear how my mother cried for him. I pray for her even more than me. I pray for her.
just one more day that the Lord has kept me. Don't rush, keep the pace. I'm focused on my goal. I need to tell the story.
Together is the trick to make me great. Even when I fell flat on my face, you gave me grace. Lord knows that I haven't been an angel and I'm no saint, but I always take the time to give you thanks.
Say amen.
Amen.
Everybody bow your heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we come at you right now at a time of need. We ask for you to put your blessings and your love around this family, around this father who's been in his daughter's life, who's been there for her, who's been comforting her and there in the time of need. We need you to protect his soul and his spirit to make sure that he is strong enough to be there for her. And Father God,
Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Friday, 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 Fri
y'all right there, man. I'm sitting here talking to y'all, and I'm on mute. Can't know. But everything, let me start this over again. I want to thank everybody for coming on the show, first of all. Second of all, I mentioned how beautiful weather is for here today and for tomorrow. It looks like it's going to be excellent weather for the event. We ain't had that in a long time. For Leroy and Big Sam event, the Clocks Off event. Looks like we're having excellent weather. And we got a pretty good lineup. If it go down like it's supposed to, it looks like we have a pretty good lineup. Quite a bit of cars is locked in to do races. Some good races too. And hopefully that the cars stay healthy and they can get the races on so we don't have the punk outs. Look like to me the way it's looking, it look like it's gonna go down. And I'm happy for that. Okay, also, I got word that Brother D lost his uncle. And I want to give him all my condolences to him and the family and friends. And anybody at this time would like to come in and say something for D and his family, a prayer, anything, you're welcome to do so. Look like I'm going to get on the phone and call some people. It's a very beautiful night. I'm not looking for a whole lot of people to not enjoy their Friday night tonight. They're probably out on the boat and party and everything else because it's definitely a beautiful night. It's clear out. The weather is real nice. It's not too humid. So this is a night people been waiting for. So I'm not going to probably keep this show going a long, long time. I thought I had saw Brother Tim House on here. He must have. Is it Tim House? Where you at, man? You want to hit the one button? Probably I don't see Brother Kid on here. Yes, give me a quick phone call right quick, y'all. I could play a little music while I make these phone calls. Nobody want to raise their hands.
This song is for all the cheaters out there who've been cheating on their loved ones, especially a young lady who was once in my life. This song is for you and old Dirty Jody. When you get hungry, you better call Jody. When the bills get high, girl, you better call Jody.
Don't let the dough hit you. And before you go, baby, take these words with you. When you get hungry,
better call Jody.
When the bills get high, girl,
you better call Jody.
When you get sick, no insurance,
you better call Jody.
Cause I'll be long, long gone.
You better call Jody.
I said again, when you get hungry,
you better call Jody.
When the bills get high, high,
you better call Jody.
Shit, I need to call Jody, goddamn it, and see if he got all my motherfucking fans on over in the corner somewhere in the back of the booth, goddamn it, because, goddamn, I'm a little short tonight. Let's see if anybody come on in here. Even my man Kid missing. Where you at, Kid? But you know, there's a lot of people out at the track tonight, too. They testing them cars, trying to get ready for tomorrow. Hope they don't break. Anybody hear anything about what's going on at the track up here in the Midwest? At 41, some of them probably at the Grove. It's a beautiful night to be out there testing, but I just hope they don't break. So we can see them races tomorrow when we get out there. Yes, sir, it seems like it's well put together. I know they're supposed to have a little shootout or two or something like that also. But that's definitely new. You know, because they really didn't like having a shootout. Sam, he basically straight road races. But we need them shootouts. Take some action down the track. So I hope that go on too. We're going to see. Tomorrow, everybody be out there. Come on out there and support. Yes, sir, boy. Y'all better give me somebody to talk to, goddammit. Because this is going to be a real show, too. I tried to give it a chance. But I just ain't used to sitting up here talking to myself. And we got this many people on the line. They seem to always have something to say. It's just showtime. That's up. Don't nobody have nothing they want to touch on? Nothing they want to touch on about tomorrow? Anybody looking for anybody still? Since it's getting close to the time. Yeah. You ain't got nothing but a few hours in the wake up. Yes, sir. .708-5249, who we got?
Angry Bird in the house. How you doing?
What's up, Angry Bird? I should have known it would be a Trans Am boy that had a heart to push the one button.
Well, I'm trying to lock somebody in. I want to see if he listens. If Big Mom,
boy, you ain't about to do nothing. Stop it, angry Dodo Bird.
I can't tell.
You done lost all your feathers like them parents be losing.
You know, like, oh, you know, like when the summer comes and the grass grow back, my feathers and grow back. Where Mark big ass at? He on his phone.
Oh, yeah. Let me call Big Mark. Yeah. Call me a couple of times.
Well, call him, dude. Tell him I'm looking for him.
I'm about to call him now. Because Eddie's scared to call him because he be whooping on Eddie on that game.
Man, please. We could have had a shootout on this show tonight, man. But wouldn't nobody participate or get in contact with enough people to get it going? I mean,
oh man,
ain't the baddest one in the game. But I do my damage, and That same bracket got you guys scared to death. What up, kid?
What's going on, Eddie?
All right, thank good. We're going to have a little action over here tomorrow, hopefully, and them boys down south right now doing their thing. Tony Bynes did off the trailer race and won his race right quick.
Oh, he did?
The wheel test will be locked in for 9 o'clock, yes. Dogs will be locked in somewhere around that time. They got a lot of lock-ins around 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Phone should be hot.
Hey, what up, Rob? Yeah. How you doing, man?
All right. How many lockups you think going to be paid tomorrow?
Yeah, that's a good question, Rob.
Hopefully none, Rob. Hopefully none.
Yeah, hopefully we can see some racing.
Yes, sir.
Anybody can pay a lockup.
Yeah. I think Terry are going to pay lockup off.
Oh, man.
Shit, they say Terry will look good tonight out there. Early.
Yeah, but he wasn't the one driving.
Oh.
As the stiffs say, Terry will got to wait for the green light to come on. He's going to leave before the green, throw all the money away.
Oh, man. Don't say that, Rob.
Yeah, I heard somebody raced him and was trying to give him $3,000. He gave him $1,000.
That was just one little bitty mistake, Rob. That was years ago now. You know, he done grew up since then.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since Buzzdown whooped him, he ain't been right since. They must not be doing nothing. Oh, somebody went live, Steve Johnson.
Wait, he at 41?
Oh, I don't know. He ain't at 41 there, somewhere else. Yeah, so somewhere else.
There was quite a few people out at 41 tonight, man.
Yeah, it should be a nice weather for some test hits, man.
Yes, sir. Yeah, they was out there too.
Mm-hmm. I know Leon out there.
Yeah, Leon was out there. Had his car with him too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he had him with him. Yeah, Ed, they say when the players get close to racing, these boys get quiet. They get quiet as a church mouse. So
it looks like some people are gonna be staying there overnight.
Yeah, you probably right.
Yeah, they got the campers out there and shit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You gonna make it out there tomorrow, Eddie, or what?
If the good Lord permit.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna bring the car though.
Yeah.
Man, it was trying to do too. They were paying too much attention to the other car that I had to step back this time.
Mm-hmm.
They got to give mine a little attention, kid. They definitely got to give mine a little attention.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Boy, it's gonna, them grills going to be light up real good tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Man, here's where I'm at.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Eddie.
So what?
Yes, sir.
You don't know if 41 got any more of those concrete barriers they trying to sell, do you?
They was trying to sell concrete barriers? I didn't know that. No, but you probably get in touch with... Huh?
I thought they had some extra ones. I know a place north of here needs some.
Probably give them a call or ask her and call them somebody. It'd probably be best for you to call them. And they probably can find that out for you.
Yep, I probably can ask tomorrow.
Yep, we'll be out there tomorrow.
I know it's a place up north of us. They need some.
Okay. They probably be glad to get rid of them.
Yep. It looks like their place got half concrete walls and half guardrails. So, pretty sure they need some more.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You going to help Lee cooking tomorrow, kid?
Yeah.
Okay. Rob, what time you might get out there? Robert, where you go, Robert? Okay, for those that didn't hear me, I don't know if y'all know earlier, I mentioned Brother Diesel that lost an uncle.
I heard that yesterday.
Oh, that was yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I just, you know, like I said, I give the family my condolences, prayers to family and friends, Brother D. And I didn't know if anybody, I was looking for Tim House. I guess he ain't on here. I didn't know if he wanted to say a few words for Brother D. He probably did all that yesterday then.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, 537,
your mic.
What's
up, man?
You took a long time. Somebody was looking for you, man.
What up,
Big Mark? Your mic up.
Somebody been looking for me.
Yeah, you
Hey,
heard.
What's up, kid? How you feel, man?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Good, good. Eddie, how you doing? How's the grandbaby?
She gone right now. She gave me a break.
Oh, okay.
She doing fine, though. That's a good thing.
So what's on you gentlemen's mind? What's the topic?
We hoping that it be some racing tomorrow. That everybody stay healthy so they can race.
That would be a beautiful thing. Sure would.
Yes,
sir. I got a feeling we're supposed to get on, man. Maybe it's just the feeling. Something telling me that we're gonna see a few good ones tomorrow, and maybe some.
Yeah,
surprise.
I got the same feeling, Ma.
There shouldn't be no excuse. They're going to have a good day tomorrow. You know, a good weather.
A beautiful day. The only excuse is they break before the race. They out there tonight. Quite a few of them out there tonight. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. I started to go out there, man, but I said, man, I ain't about to do that driving. They got to do it again in the morning, and I ain't staying all night. And, I thought I was going to cook you tomorrow.
Well, you ain't got nothing to worry about, Mark. I'm not going.
What do you mean you ain't going, man?
I wasn't going, so you could have went. You were safe. You're not safe tomorrow, though.
Who did Bird? What up, Bird? Man, I'm trying to call you, man.
Man, I ain't trying to hear that, man. What you want to do, man?
Boy, you just scared me off my number. I'm trying to figure it out. I don't
know. Say what? Man, what you want to do, man? I'm ready. I'm ready, Freddy. I'm ready.
Man, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck I want to do.
I know that's right. Let that be a lesson to you.
I might drive that thing out there. I don't know. I don't know in the morning. It depends on how I feel when I get up. I wasn't feeling all that. Depends on how I feel tomorrow.
I'm driving mine.
Well, what time you rolling out? Maybe I follow you out there, whoop your ass, and then go on park over in the park. Huh?
I don't know. What time the first drug race start? 2 o'clock.
The first drag race started at 10:01, goddammit.
Tell
them, kid. Yep. It's when the two decide to do it. It's not supposed to be super hot out there tomorrow, so I don't know. You know, some of them races at 5 and 6 o'clock, it'll be nice and cool about then. Be real nice. But, shit, early it's supposed to be pretty decent, too.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. I hope to see. Like I said, I hope these boys get to the line. I want to see some interesting stuff. I want to see this Trans Am that's supposed to leave so hard on Double D that he's gonna shut his car off. I got to see that. Y'all can take $50 from me on that one. So mm-hmm. I got to ride to the Chevy. Till he blow the motor up, I got to ride with the Chevy. Yes, sir. Kid, you cooking tomorrow?
Yep.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. I like that. I like that. We're going to see some racing. We'll eat good and all that.
Oh, yeah. You can do all that in the same day.
What I'm talking about, my brother, is what I'm talking about. I hope that, like I say, I hope it gets contagious. 2 or 3 of them get to the line, the rest of them. But I got a little nervous yesterday listening to Sham show, man. I thought it was going to be a whole lot of shit talking, man. It was kind of quiet out there. There was a lot of people saying a lot of things, but Sham played a line before.
Yeah, well, you know, when you got a good day for racing, you got to either shit or get off the pot.
That's right. I hope ain't nobody getting cold feet out there, goddamn. Ain't nothing but a race, man. Ain't no big deal. So if you lose and you're on YouTube, big deal. You're on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ain't no big deal. Some people be scared of that stuff, man. I ain't, man. Skin put half the track on me. That shit is on YouTube. I could care less. I had a ball because when you turn it on, you'll see me and Skin racing. You won't see me standing on the bleachers and two cars going down the track.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah. You got to get to the line, man. You got to get to the line. Find out where you're at.
Yeah. You got to show up to show out.
I'm telling you. Like I say, I don't know, the new generation, I don't know, they just ain't willing to experiment and explore like us, like an odd day kid. You can give a fuck if you have some 1300s on your car. Make them work, goddammit. Get your ass to the line. Make them work.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Carlos come out there on the trailer. Get that motherfucker off the trailer. What the fuck you got on the trailer for?
Yeah, the man drive out there and whoop the shit out of him and go on over there and park. Yeah, man.
I really got a feeling that it's going to be all right tomorrow. I think if a person don't come out tomorrow, they're going to miss a lot. I believe they're going to miss a
I believe all the veterans going to do their thing, like IBL or Three Love, Raylo. It's going to be – them people going to get to the line and do what they got to do. And some of them other ones you got to – well, you ain't got to worry about them. If they go, they go. If they don't, well, oh well.
It's gonna be quite a few clocks off cars out there. All they looking for is a good shakedown, and then anybody can go tap them on the shoulder if they want to.
Yeah, the boys down in Middle Georgia, down in Willie Dogs, in them territory.
Yes, sir. Tony Bann already won him one.
Oh, okay.
He whooped that Monte Carlo that whooped Leon when Leon didn't move.
Oh, okay. The boys are
from Florida.
Yeah, shit.
Oh, his name
What's
T.
Name?
I'm like that. T. Yeah, Tony Bann went on ahead and tapped him upside his head right quick. Right off the trailer. Both of them was right off the trailer.
Balls in them out of Florida.
Right.
Yeah.
Ain't the boy named T or something like that?
I think that's the name of the driver.
Yeah. And Willie Dog was talking about Baldy so bad, man. Boy,
dog,
that man, boy, a fool.
Dog gonna always talk about Baldy.
That man a damn fool, man. You do good, have some fun listening to his live feeds, man.
I know Baldy got them. I hate to see him coming.
He's the ugliest man at the house of hook.
Yep.
Yes, sir. You better know anybody tomorrow, kid?
I don't know. I'll just get out there and see what they're looking like.
So you look at the burnout, huh?
Mm-hmm. Show me some kind of indication.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Damn, Golden State knocked out Boston last night.
Yes, sir. I wasn't expecting it last night. I was looking for them to take it in game seven. But
yeah.
They ain't had to wait another game.
Well, when they rush back up there and put that 21 points on their ass in 2 minutes, I said, God, they were Boston in trouble. Like a nitrous car fucking with a twin turbo.
Joe did. I said Golden State might be going for a big man for next year.
Huh?
I said Golden State might be looking for a big man for next year. They need a big man.
Yeah. Yeah, because it looks like good old boy Looney, I'm looking like he's going to pan out.
I'm available.
Oh, man. You wouldn't know what to do with all that big money contract they give you, Eddie.
Yeah, I know what to do with it. Buy me a bigger motor for my boat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, man. Me and Leroy's at the gym playing ball the other night. He seen how Hop got up there and dunked on his ass. He didn't want to play no more.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Tow his ass up, kid.
Mm-hmm.
Now he see why they used to call me Al Bear.
Mm-hmm.
And who Al Bear? That bear over there. They pointed at me. That bear over there. Yes, sir. Well, kid, look like we got another non-participating show.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, next week there should be something to talk about.
Yeah. This is everybody putting their fine tune on their race off.
Oh, yeah. I'm hoping they get them right, too, so we can see some.
Mm-hmm.
I thought my two wild, well-rounded head buddies would be on there together, you know, that old Uncle Larry and Crooked Love.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine when they're on the phone together, it's kind of hard to reach the earpieces. I don't know if I got some heads on them to be on the phone together.
I guess Uncle Larry make it out tomorrow.
Yeah, I asked him. He don't sound like he trying to push it. He don't come tomorrow, goddammit. Shit, what show he gonna go to? Shit.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
I'm going faster than you motherfuckers. Because, you know, dealing with this shit with Chris.
Hello.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah, kid, man, I don't get some. Shit, I don't get some to sit here and try to make this shit work.
Yeah, yeah.
I heard like Mark said on Sam's show last night, they weren't saying a whole lot too.
Mhm.
And shit, tonight they had to track them. Shit, I'll try to find some. See if I can find some on Facebook, that dog.
Yeah,
You probably need to check Leon. He's supposed to be out there. He might be filming.
No, he out there. Ain't no supposed to about it. He out there.
Okay.
Yeah, he out there. Right next to Terrio. Terrio out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can hit one of them and tell them to come on live. I'll go on mute for a minute.
Come another way yet, my well busty head brother.
Put another father sitting back in the cut.
Yeah.
I'm guessing them Detroit boys coming over this way.
They say Peso claimed he was coming. I don't know if anybody else following him. Yeah, now I don't know how true it is, but I know one time he said he was coming.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I heard him say that on, I believe that was Chemo Show. It's going to be a beautiful day, so it will be a nice day for them to come on up here. They might be lucky this year, too, because for the last couple of years, they couldn't win a race from Chicago. And I think they didn't win one this year so far. They might as well keep coming while their luck rolls. Or maybe they just like to hold the little win they got. They bucked up and got away from Zay.
Huh?
I said he lucked up and got away from Zay.
Yeah, up there at that track up there in Michigan.
Yeah, with that track in Michigan?
Yeah.
Some people saying Ohio and all kinds of shit. So was in Michigan?
No. It's up there in Michigan.
Okay. Well, you hear about what that El Camino up there went 7-10s over there in 41?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Man, that's up a road.
Yeah, he got down the track.
Yes, sir. And that was with a 41 trap, nothing special.
Mm-hmm.
They say that boy and followed around Mass Traction for a year or so and say, now he really know how to lay that track down.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody keep on thinking 41 can't lay no glue down. Important to learn from one of the best. Falling the track. And the Mitchie just don't know how to get them regular ass cars down the track.
Yeah.
Ain't always the track pro trucks that do it.
No.
They say 41 been doing a hell of a job with the prep this year.
Well, like I said before, you chip in and buy some glue, I'm pretty sure they'll put it down at your expense.
Yeah, they putting it down now, they say. They say they learn how to do it and what they're doing. They say they doing a damn good job.
Uh-huh.
That's what I heard, kid.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna let it go, man.
I hear you. Yep. I don't blame you.
I tried again, kid.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, then. I'll see you tomorrow.
Somebody on here playing the radio telling me, man, this show ain't shit. Let me drive this motherfucker show I was on the radio. That's some shit, ain't it, kid? Whoever that wild mouth motherfucker playing the radio trying to let me know my show ain't shit, fuck you. But I appreciate this. <stuff. laughs>
Yep.
All right, I'll talk with y'all next weekend. I'm sure I'll come on next weekend.
All right, later.